Play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
And in from the Price Tower Art Center, well, no relationship to the name other than a fortuitous circumstance. Price Connor in this morning, and also Angelina in to talk to us a little bit about what's going on. First of all, Price, you're first in the door this morning, so thank you for coming in, sir.
Thank you.
And it's going to be an interesting conversation as we make public a grant that will help the physical structure of the Price Tower, and of course that means better management and more things we can do around your building.
Absolutely. You know, we were very fortunate. This year we were the recipient of the Getty Foundation grant called Modern 20.
Mm-hmm.
And to show you how important the Price Tower is to the world, 300 buildings from the worldwide vied for a grant. Mm-hmm. Only 12 were given, and only two to the U.S. The other U.S. location was the Boston City Hall.
Okay.
So the other ones are based in Turkey. It's Coventry Cathedral in England, Turkey, Italy.
Scotland.
And out of all those countries, we were one of the most prominent buildings to be featured and one of the most important. So I think that's something for everyone in Bartlesville to be very proud of.
Well, not just Bartlesville to be proud. You know, the state of Oklahoma, we're the first in the state of Oklahoma to ever receive that particular award from the Getty.
Yeah.
Not the first of any Getty, but that right. particular award, which is really focused on preserving mid-century architecture.
I think we have to extend that. I think the whole United States should be proud of us.
That is true. We'll just keep throwing it out. We have a lot to be proud of in the Price Tower.
Well, I will give a little bit of credit to Boston, but to certainly for the western half of the, you know, west of the Mississippi, we got it. You know,
we got
we
it.
We are it.
Well, this really is a neat grant, and I mean, so many things that the funds can be used for. I believe they're designated for certain purposes, right?
It is one specific purpose for this grant. It's a conservation management plan, and it will be, it's contracting a Franklin Wright preservation expert and architect named Gunny Harbo out of Chicago, and he is renowned in his field. He is widely respected. He's, in fact, we think having his name as the contractor helped us get this grant. That's how prestigious his work has been. One of the most, I guess, famous recent projects was the restoration of Chicago's Unity Temple, mm-hmm. another Franklin Wright site.
Right.
And, you know, Gunny has a reputation, Mr. Harbo, I should say, even though we've spent 2 days with him, so he's Gunny
to us. He's Gunny
to
us.
You're long friends now, so it's good, yeah.
But Mr. Harbo has a reputation of being one of the world's foremost Frank Lloyd Wright expert. He has worked on the restoration of extensively six buildings, including mm-hmm. Taliesin West. He's working on the synagogue outside Philadelphia. And he has the reputation of being one of the best people for this. And he also calls upon his team of experts for heating, for air conditioning, for structural, all of those things. And he has this whole team built up that have basically spent their whole life working on Frank Lloyd Wright.
That was the assumption that I was going to work from, that they have done their Frank Lloyd Wright research, their homework, so that they can express what they believe the choices he would have made in 2018 would have been. Is that a fair statement?
It is. And they understand his nuances because, you know, Frank Lloyd Wright was completely unique, every building completely its own personality.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why oftentimes when we say when you come to Price Tower, you are getting the Frank Lloyd Wright experience, especially when you get to stay there and visit and do the tour. So, yeah, they're here this week. This is our kickoff week for the project. Mr. Harbo and his team have been, you know, kind of in and out and through the building, even sitting in my office yesterday. They're like, don't mind me. And they're opening up my windows and they're checking every little, you know, nook and cranny. And they're just kind of just weeding right through the building and getting a good look at, you know, not just the pieces, but, you know, the integrity that it currently has. Has it been affected throughout the years by, you know, as we know in Oklahoma, an increase in earthquakes. We've been very fortunate here in Bartlesville so far not to have anything major, but, you know, we feel those tremors. You know, I know since I've lived here, I've felt a few. You know, has that affected us? And if it does in the future, you know, are we equipped and prepared to handle that?
Sure, because that was, I don't want to get inside the man's mind, but I doubt that was a major consideration at the time the structure was built. We had earthquakes. We thought about them in San Francisco. We probably thought about them other places, but to speak of, there hadn't been that many major earthquakes in this part of the country.
Well, I, you know, just a little bit of my background. I come from the Red Cross world out east, and you know, Oklahoma is our disaster state.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. I have served on the local Red Cross board for a while. I know what they do and how we do it. And yeah, when we think of the stories, particularly, well, let's say mostly tornadoes, but yeah,
mostly. I mean, but we have flooding, we have tornadoes, there's earthquakes, and the Price Tower is not. Not been unaffected by flooding.
When
you know?
Stick up that high, you're kind of say, hey, here, look at me, strike, lightning strike or whatever.
You well, know?
We have
that.
Flooding. We have had flooding.
We have the basement and the first floor, I understand. Yes.
The first floor. I've been in Bartlesville 6 years connected with Price Tower. And during that time, we have had 2 to 3 inches of water on our first floor twice in those 6 years. Mm-hmm. And that is something that is going to be rectified by Tower Green.
Right.
That is one of the major assets of doing that, is it's also going to take away our flooding problem, which was caused by drainage on Silas Street.
And of course, the city, through the bond project, just funding some sewer work, $1.7 million going into a sewer project approved by the city council this past week. So, I mean, they are aware of the problem the community center, the Price Tower, and that tract of the central part of the city has.
Correct.
So fortunately, that will take care of, hopefully, in the future, that particular natural disaster, if you will. But this plan, this conservation management plan, will really be a guide for us to take us years into the future. You know, when we all move on from our positions, you know, our Price Tower needs to still be there. Mm-hmm. You know, right. We need our, you know, it is such a, it is, I'm new to the world of Frank Lloyd Wright in this last year that I've been here, and it is just incredible. It is really an incredible place, and it is such a blessing to be working in there, and every day I learn something new, and to know that this plan really holds with it really the groundwork for the future of the Price Tower. You know, if you go into the basements, and we have a press conference in a little bit here, it'll take some media and behind the scenes. But if you go into the basement, I've been in there a few times, and when you look at the old original boilers, they are really astounding. I mean, they're just really, they make me
it's
speechless
amazing.
To see them and to know that they're still operating. But they're being pieced and patched and repaired, and eventually that's not going to happen. So the parts will no longer, they'll be obsolete.
Right.
But this plan will help us say, okay, in the grand scheme of things, if the heating is not perfect, which it's not,
no, we
where
do
is
have
our priority?
Our
where is our priority on getting that fixed and still maintaining the integrity of the building and the intention and purpose and taking us into the modern world?
Yeah. You know, to show you the degree that Mr. Harbo's team is going through the building, yesterday one of them said to me, have you ever crawled through the tunnel between boiler 8 and 9? And I was like, no, and I have no intentions of ever doing it. But they are crawling through the tunnels in the basement, going into every nook and cranny. So this, I think, is the first time that the Price Tower has actually been, I'm going to say, dissected by experts, where every aspect is being studied. Every tunnel, every nook, every cranny is being looked at.
So throw away all the preconceived ideas on how to maintain a building. Look at it as it sits now and then build a plan from here.
Exactly. And how to react and respond and where to source materials, you know, that the cement, every floor is made of how many layers of, or what is the depth of this?
It's 2 feet thick in the center of the floor. And
it's a special formula.
Mm-hmm.
And so to recreate that, we're going to need a chemistry test or, you know, and the everything. They'll figure out where we can source those materials, hopefully in the future, and if we should need to replace them.
You know, just a few years ago, we found that there was an incredible wax buildup on our floors, which are painted Cherokee red.
Mm-hmm. And that makes sense if you continually wax the floor and don't majorly strip the wax off because it's a tourist attraction and that sort of thing.
Absolutely.
It takes time. You would have eventually something measurable of the amount of wax.
So they were all hand scraped, mm-hmm. and through a lot of research, we found the original company that made the wax for the floors back in 1956. Mm-hmm. And we were able to order it so the floors look as they did in 1956. And, you know, since I'm very involved with the tours, I can't encourage all of you enough to come and take a tour of the building and visit our museum floors, have lunch in our restaurant or dinner in our restaurant, and really experience what a Frank Lloyd Wright building is like firsthand. It's a very unique opportunity for any Frank Lloyd Wright building in the country to be able to experience it at the level that we have you do it.
Well, I'm sorry, go ahead.
And we have people, I mean, here in Bartlesville that have never been in the Price Tower, and mm-hmm. that is really, you know, sad in a way that they're not experiencing what we get people from all over the world who come walking through our doors.
I think that's just a truism of our, you know, wherever you live, it doesn't matter. Your attractions are the ones you don't go to. We all would go to, for instance, the Grand Canyon or maybe even visit Falling Water. But, well, that's just the thing down the street. We don't need to go down there.
But
Price Tower is the Statue of Liberty for New Yorkers.
That's a great contrasting.
So people in Tulsa and here in Bartlesville, you know, come take the tour, and you know, we get people that come in the door from out of state or other places. Sometimes it tickles me every time when they're like, this is on my bucket list, and they're so excited and they're taking in every detail, and it's fun.
It is.
Last week we had visitors from Australia, the week before New Zealand, Scotland, all of that, which is just amazing that they are so aware of it. And in case any of you want to know, the Pioneer Woman is big in Scotland.
That's good to know. That's good to know. We're going to take a short break, continue our conversation, and invite you to the Price Tower when we continue in just a moment.
If you're suffering from a bad back, bad knees, need a hip replacement, call the Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, 918-494-9300. With a large number of only the best qualified specialists on staff, EOC is able to provide better care than anyone else in Eastern Oklahoma. I should know. I had my back surgery in 2012 with a degenerative disc between L4 and L5. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center took me through a step-by-step process in which now, after surgery, I am leading a normal life. Get back to your normal life. Whether you're in need of back surgery, hip replacement, knee surgery, or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. Ask your doctor about EOC or call for a consultation. 918-494-9300. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. We're located in the Natalie Building at 6475 South Yale in Tulsa.
AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1, talking with Angelina and Price about the Price Tower and inviting you to stop by and take a look. Now, if people, I'm sure many of us have taken the tour of our hometown attraction, but you're continually doing little things like changing the wax or doing other things that say, you know, it's new again. If you haven't been recently, maybe you haven't been to the Price Tower.
Right. Do you know, we are actually just the stewards of the building. We mm-hmm. are the temporary stewards of the building, passing it on. And we have great exhibits that you have to come see. Right now, we have an exhibit that is really fascinating. I was not familiar with the whole world before. It's called Seven Ply, which is the art of skateboarding. Mm-hmm. And, you know, at the same time that you can have fun doing that, you can see this building. And every third Sunday of the month, we have something called Family Fun Day, which brings about activities for the children. And the gallery is open free of charge to all families that day. So please don't let not wanting to pay for it stop you from experiencing Seven Ply, because every third Sunday, it's free of charge to family. We have great activities for children. So come in and say hi.
Sounds like a great idea.
Yeah. And, you know, talking about that, you know, free, if you will, you know, we talk about our memberships occasionally, and, you know, encouraging people to get a membership to take advantage of free admission to the gallery or discounted public events or invitations to special events, like when we have our Right Chef reception for the next wave when they come through. But really, when it really boils down to it, the memberships are so important because that is supporting the tower. Those funds help us. We've been talking about preservation these last few minutes. It helps us keep our building preserved. It helps us keep everything operating and maintained. And those of you who have lived in Bartlesville for many years know that there was a period of time that building sat empty.
Yeah.
And it was vandalized and it was, you know, stripped and, you know, taken over by other little
and
living beings.
And there was an effort done, I don't remember the number, roughly 20 years ago. Phillips Petroleum gave a grant to help, you know, again, the same sort of thing, not to this degree, but certainly right. the same sort of effort to say, you know, there are some things that need to be taken care of, and yeah. they funded a large part of a restoration project.
Absolutely.
Yeah. They sure did. And they continue to be supportive of us, along with ConocoPhillips and a lot of area businesses really mm-hmm. help us out a lot, but it's not quite enough, and as we know, businesses have left Bartlesville, funding has gone down, so it really is powerful for every membership. So whether it's a family membership or an individual membership, or you choose to go at the higher level, I mean, $150 will give you the added benefit of an ARM reciprocal on Franklin.
North American Museum Reciprocal.
Yeah, say that five times. And that will get you into over 800. That will give you benefits to over 800 other participating NARM sites throughout, you know, throughout the country. And, you know, it just really allows us to also, you know, increase our programming.
Absolutely.
We were talking about Seven Playa a moment ago, and we've talked about the bond for the Tower Green. But, you know, we have a youth architecture camp coming up. It'll be our second year. And so memberships help to fund things like that.
Right.
And Price, you're our education
yes,
guy. Why don't
I'm
you talk about our
architecture director.
Camp this year?
And I'm happy to say I'm getting applications in. The applications are due June 29th for our summer camp, which is in the second week in July. And I'm happy to say we had 21 students last year. And I have received applications from five of the students of last year who want to do it again.
So we haven't gotten mine yet, so that's
no.
six.
Okay. Well, some people are a little late in doing it, so it will be the sixth one to come back, and I know we have more.
Well, but if so you have 23 more days to get it in on time.
I
right?
do.
Okay.
And, you know, it's so rewarding because last year when we did our summer camp, one young man came over to me, and he had, I guess, not known what he wanted to do with his life, and he decided after the week of architectural camp that he wanted to be an architect. And his mom and dad have followed up and said every night he's drawing floor plans and building houses before bedtime.
Great.
So, you know, that's just so rewarding for all of us to know that we're instilling the love of architecture in the generation to come.
Well, even if the young man changes his mind, look at what he has learned along the way.
Absolutely.
You know.
Right. And it's not just quote-unquote architecture. I mean, to be an architect, I mean, there's concepts of art and design. So one of the boys says he watches HGTV all the time.
Absolutely.
So he was looking at interior design. And my son, you know, was looking at just the engineering component to it, the measurements and the scale and all of the math that they're learning, and they don't realize it because it's fun. You know, they're really learning these concepts of really truly it's a STEM activity, mm-hmm. but we utilize so much art incorporated into it that, you know, it is STEAM, which is the science, technology, engineering, arts, and math.
And you're integrating right brain and left brain activities along the way.
Yes.
We are.
Yeah.
And this year's theme is particularly relevant. We're going to, you know, we've seen so much hype and excitement about the bond and the city development of the green and the parks and the skateboard park. And so we decided to incorporate a slight shift. I mean, we're going to, of course, do the, you know, foundations of architecture and design. But we're going to be doing skateboard parks and city planning.
And our final project is going to culminate in creating a city plan. with public areas, with skateboard parks and all, and really teach people how the community works. And, you know, one of the important things about life today is community. Mm-hmm. And that is why the Price Tower Art Center has become more important. The Price Tower is our foundation. But what we do is we're combined with the Bartlesville Artist Association. We have art classes going on constantly. We have movies being shown. This summer, for some of you with children, we're going to be showing movies outside. It's going to be Toy Story. It's going to be all sorts of fun children activities, things for children to do.
We'll even have the Outsiders playing one night, which actually Woola Rock is going to co-sponsor that. And
right. And we all know the Outsiders from Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, it's going to be, and you have so many other fun activities for the family. I need us to tie a bow on this time. And,
sure.
And, but again, right now, how long will the study, as far as what's going on right now, take place?
It's going to take approximately 1 year for it to be done. They are spending the time here. Then they need 4 months, 3 to 4 months, to finish level one of the study. Then they will come back and then work for another 6 or 7 months mm-hmm. to really present the whole thing. The presentation has, I can't tell you how many photographs they've taken.
Oh, no doubt.
So we have a complete photographic record of the building.
Mm-hmm.
And that is so important. And one of the things that we have to compliment our past stewards of is our archives are incredible.
Yeah.
When ConocoPhillips redid the building 1999-2000, they gave us all the manuals of every piece of material installed, details of every piece. So yesterday, I think they were overwhelmed when they were given about 12 boxes of materials and 22 file folders mm-hmm. and almost 40 albums to go through of photographs.
That's great. Well, again, we'll invite people to stop by, and you can pick up a membership through your website, right?
Yes. You can go to pricetower.org/membership to get a membership. Also, you know, if you want to sign up for a monthly donation of $10, $20, you can go to our website and make a donation that way, or, you know, just a straight donation, or, you know, sign up for a recurring monthly donation. Yeah. As I said, you can, you know, live without a star bucks for one day out of the month, and could make that your contribution to the Price Tower.
You could do that.
You could do that.
Angelina Price, thank you so much for coming in. The story continues, but I'm out of time.
Thank you.
So that is our community.
We want another hour, Charlie.
We'll be happy to invite you back. AM 1400 K1 and The Overcomers, brought to you by Brian Little, Haley and Kent, CPA.
Hi, I'm Todd Nettleton, and this is the Voice of the Martyrs Radio.